In the lunchtime edition, a large business bond in Bridgetown gutted by fire. The tearful business owner, Mrs. Ram Merchandani, says it's just the latest blow for her, but promises no job losses. The transport minister promises swift action to deal with a reckless PSV driver pictured in a viral video, as the head of the PSV Owners Association also condemns the behavior and urges stern action to deal with the driver. Strict new regulations for the PSV sector being rolled out, with stakeholder consultations starting next week, and U.S. President Biden claims Russia trying to influence the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A large commercial bond in Bridgetown has been gutted by a fire that started about 9:30 this morning, but quick action by the Barbados Fire Service prevented the blaze spreading to nearby homes in that densely populated area. Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard briefed journalists at the scene of the fire that destroyed the bond of the Builders Value Mart at Reed Street.
We received a call to a structural fire here at Reed Street approximately 9:28 this morning. We responded initially with three water tenders, one from the port, one from Bridgetown, and one from Worthing Fire Station. We also augmented that with the ladder truck, the tanker, and a couple of small appliances. We have about 25 personnel here on the scene at the moment. The fire is approximately 50% contained. The building involved collapse during the suppression exercise. No one has been injured. We have a little bit of challenge with water from some of the hydrants, so the water authority sent a tanker to assist us.
The roof of a nearby house suffered slight fire damage. Residents told Starcom Network News of hearing several loud explosions and seeing the bond go up in flames.
I live right where the fire is now, the green and cream house. I was in the bath and I heard this boom, boom. Then when I came out the bath, I hear this guy saying, call the fire station, call the fire station. And I look up, I see the smoke coming from there. And that's how it start from there. Builders Value Mart. I was here after, sometime after 9.
I heard a gentleman hollering, call the fire station, call the fire station. When I look out, I saw the smoke, and then I pick up the phone to call the fire station. The houses are closed, and then there were so many people around. So all I could do was pray and say, Jesus, have mercy.
Residents of Reed Street in the city, a tearful Mrs. Ram Merchandani, who is the owner of the warehouse, says this is just another in a series of misfortunes. Despite the damage to the building, she says she's grateful that no one was hurt and gave the assurance that there will be no job losses.
I don't know. I am too upset to talk, because every time we try to crawl and walk up and come up, something happens. But maybe that is my destiny, and God has saved us from a lot of trouble now. People are nice. They've been doing, the commissioners and people, the fire department is here. We got the bond only done. The main building is still there. God will help us. Please pray for me. Right now I'm cracking up, and I need only prayers. And if prayers wasn't there, and if I didn't believe in prayers, I would have had a bigger loss than what I have had.
Owner of the destroyed commercial bond, Mrs. Ram Merchandani, in the lunchtime edition. The Minister of Transport and Work, Sanchia Bradshaw, promises swift action to deal with a route taxi operator whose reckless driving at Bishop's Courthill yesterday was captured in a viral video. The driver was seen crossing over into a lane for traffic coming in the opposite direction in order to overtake a line of vehicles, including another ZR, at the stoplights.
First of all, I want to condemn the actions of what I saw being displayed by the driver in this particular video. and certainly to let it be known that the Transport Authority and certainly the Ministry of Transport and Works condemns this type of reckless behaviour on our roads. Now, the video actually shows us that our driver approaching the traffic light junction at Lower Cullimore Rock in the right-hand lane. He then veers over to the left-hand lane behind a queue of traffic to proceed to the traffic light junction. As the driver enters the intersection, he crosses over into a lane of oncoming traffic in what can only be described as a dangerous and a reckless act. The process for investigating these matters has already commenced, and the Transport Authority has already been involved in liaising with the Barbados Police Service, as well as contacting the owner of the vehicle, who will also inform the driver of the vehicle that they need to come into the Transport Authority.
Ms. Bradshaw says the actions will include the driver's license being suspended. Ms. Bradshaw also disclosed that strict new regulations are currently being implemented with stakeholder consultations to start next week.
When we meet on Monday with the stakeholders, it is to show them and to present to them very clearly what obtained before, what obtains now, and immediately those regulations will become effective. But we will be meeting over the course of the next few weeks with all of the stakeholders to brief them and to sensitize them. This is a change in culture that is very entrenched in our society in terms of what has now become this bad behavior and this reckless behavior. And I do feel that we have to explain to people clearly what is expected of them, but we also have to train people to sensitize them as to the changes that are being made.
Minister of Transport and Works Santia Bradshaw, Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators Anwar Nana, also condemns the behavior.
That is very, very poor from the driver. I think the authorities need to deal with him in a swift manner and his license should be suspended, bottom line. These types of drivers need to be taken out of the system. Drivers are not authorized by us. Licensing authority is who gives them their driver's license. We have been asking for so long now that we have some sort of training and certification of drivers.
Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana. The Democratic Labour Party has voiced concern over what it describes as a lack of communication from the Ministry of Education about the reopening of schools. In a statement, the DLP's third vice president and spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon, raised alarm about what she sees as the ministry's delay in providing updates to parents, teachers, and students on a number of matters. The new term scheduled to begin for students on September the 16th. And the Biden administration is accusing Russia of a sustained effort to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election by using Kremlin-run media and other online platforms to target U.S. voters with disinformation. Our top stories. A large business bond, the commercial warehouse for Builders Value Mart in Bridgetown, gutted by fire this morning. A nearby home suffers slight damage. The tearful business owner, Mrs. Ram Merchandani, says it's just the latest setback for her, but promises no job losses. The Transport Minister, Santia Bradshaw, promises swift action to deal with a reckless PSV driver pictured in a viral video, as the head of the PSV Owners Association also condemns the behavior and urges stern action to deal with the driver and strict new regulations for the PSV sector being rolled out, with stakeholder consultations starting next week. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Stetson. That was the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.